30-year-old woman married for 4 years, and my husband and I.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Struggled for years to have a child. We prayed, fasted, visited hospitals, and spent a lot of money seeking solutions. Last year, by God's grace, I became pregnant, and the entire family was excited about this because this would be the first grandchild on both sides. When I was 7 months pregnant, my mother came to visit us and to stay with us to help prepare for the baby's arrival. Everything was peaceful until one evening when my husband called me into our bedroom and made a shocking request. He told me he wanted my mother to move out of our house. I was confused and asked why. He hesitated for a while, then said my mother had become too controlling. According to him, she questioned how he spent money, criticized how he ran the home, and often spoke to him as if he were a child. When I confronted my mother, she admitted she had advised him on a few things but insisted she was only trying to help us. The issue escalated quickly to the extent that my husband said if my mother stayed, he would move out until after the baby was born. My mother, on the other hand, said she would never leave because I needed her support during pregnancy. Now I am caught in the middle. My husband says a married woman must choose her husband. My mother says no mother abandons her pregnant daughter when she needs help the most. The baby is due in a few weeks, and both of them are demanding that I take their side. Andy and I, if you were in my shoes, who would you choose, your husband or your mother? Should a married woman always side with her husband when conflicts arise with her parents, or are there situations where her parents should come first? That's a conversation we're having this afternoon. TT and Shed are joining the conversation. It's 103.9 FM. Bridge is another human being altogether.
Yeah.
TT, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon to you too.
How are you doing?
I'm good, yourself?
By God's grace. Oh my God. Now, this conversation is quite interesting.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people can relate to it because people have been there. People are going through it and stuff like that. But, you know, I wanted to ask a question before we even delve into it. What's the role of a mother-in-law in a son-in-law's life? Is it to play mother to him or what?
Okay, so just because we're talking about mother-in-laws, I want to give a shout-out to my mother-in-law, Cynthia, Mrs. Cynthia Usua. Mrs. Cynthia Hayford, sorry. Yeah, God richly bless you. I love you so much. Okay, so the role of a mother-in-law, let me take it from this point. You know, we all accept, you know, in Africa here, we all accept the fact that the moment you get married to a man or a woman, you are getting married to the whole family.
Yeah.
So, which means that everybody has influence on your marriage, be it negative or positive, you know, like whether it's good or bad.
Yeah, negative or positive.
So, the mother-in-law has the right to talk about everything they feel will be, you know, may jeopardize them, the marriage.
Yeah.
But how they say it is is the issue. You know, everybody has the right to talk about you.
Mm-hmm.
How they say it makes it either, you know, mostly the difference between criticizing someone and advising someone mostly comes with the tonation.
Yeah.
Tonation counts a lot. You can tell someone that, please. Mm. And the person will be like, you're insulting me. Yeah. And you can excuse my language, tell someone, Mpacha Fioko. And the person may laugh.
Yeah, because it's funny.
That is the point. So tonation is very, very important. Mm. So the role of a mother-in-law and the father-in-law is to see to it that whatever they went through, which didn't, you know, get them right in their marriage, they make sure you guys don't go through.
Yeah.
Because look, a lot of people learn more on marriage. You can never learn before marriage.
No.
Because we have human differences. Everybody has their uniqueness. Being with AJ, you know, the kind of experience I'll get will be very different from being with Ifya.
Yeah.
Because AJ was brought up from a different home and Ifya was also brought up from a different home.
Yeah.
So we mostly learn on the field. Yeah. That is when it comes to marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that the mother-in-law or the father-in-law are to make sure that if you're actually drawing a line which is not in alignment with what will bear positive fruit of the marriage, then they'll straighten you up.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be very humble enough to be able to learn. That is why I said that the first quality of someone who is ready for marriage is someone who is always ready to learn and accept the fact that they don't know anything.
Yeah. I like that. Uncle Titi.
Yeah.
What do you think about the role? I just wanted to, you know, for us to establish the role of a mother-in-law, a father-in-law. And I like where he's coming from, but I don't know what you're also going to say.
Oh, for me, I think it is not, it's not so different from a role of every mother or father.
Mm-hmm.
You would want to be there for your children. You would want to take care of them, advise them when it's needed. You would want to play your part in their life so they can be comfortable at any point in time. Of course, when they run into trouble and they think you are the best person to advise, why not? They come to you. So I see same when it comes to mothers or father-in-laws. It's just that there's a thin line. Now this time you are dealing with people who are not directly your parents. You only accord them the respect because of your spouses, and you accord them the needed respect because of their age.
Mm-hmm.
And how you think they can impact on your life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so sometimes for me as a mother-in-law or a father-in-law, you have a role to play, but there is some kind of limitation.
Yes,
to how far you can go, especially mm-hmm. when you are dealing with people who are not directly
your children. Yes, please.
So I feel say yes, mother-in-laws are there to help.
Mm-hmm.
They are there to make the relationship very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The advice when they think is because they also have the experience as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
They've been there before. They've experienced what you're experiencing before. Situations might not be same, but at least with where they are coming from, they think they will be able to guide you through some of these situations. So basically, I feel their role is to help.
Okay.
Is to make relationship a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't see anything so different from your parents.
Yeah. But with this story, for me, it's quite it's a bit interesting. I know where I stand though, but what are your thoughts on the story? Lady is now caught up in between two people. She
maybe
loves.
You will have to play the papaya and sing Oyire Na Mami. This one is
to that old song.
Oyire,
yeah.
You know, I feel for her because pregnancy has, or it comes with its own difficulties
mm-hmm.
and issues. The pain, the
lack of sleeping,
everything. You know, so you will need someone to assist
Yeah.
Not just your wife, but the entire family, because as a man, there are things you may not be able to do.
Yeah.
And so, like your mother-in-law coming in for me, it's kind of, it settled nerves a bit. It calmed the environment, because one, this is someone your wife will be comfortable with.
Yeah.
This is someone your wife can share ideas with and then discuss issues with.
Yeah.
So for me, it has always been that. In our traditional settings, mostly when your wife is pregnant and is due for delivery, it is the mother that mostly comes in to take off the baby and the woman. So I feel a bit sorry for the lady that it has gotten to a point she has to choose between the mother and the husband. I feel, first of all, the relationship between the mother and the husband, I don't know how it started.
Yeah.
But at a point, the lady should have stepped in to at least make sure the mother doesn't overstep her boundaries. In as much as it is your child in marriage, you should also know they are also trying to build their own family.
Yeah.
And so you should know when your opinions matter, matters or matter, or where your suggestions, you know. And I feel, I mean, as a mother-in-law, the best decision she should have perhaps taken is discuss the issues with her daughter first. So let her daughter do the
talking to her husband.
To the husband.
Yeah.
You know, when you start talking to the husband direct, and one trip, it's kind of create a very tense atmosphere.
And I'm sure that's what's happening in their home.
Exactly. Until you could have ideas, you could have suggestions, but the correct channel would be your daughter. She's the one you have a direct access to. Okay? You channel those communications through your daughter.
Yeah.
Let her do the talking. Sometimes your daughter, if she's smart, will have to even reframe the conversation so that it looks like it is her opinion.
Yeah.
So that, because the very moment, you see, there are people who hate my mother says once you start bringing those, it's like, one, you are not a man or a woman of yourself. You can't take charge. You can't decide for yourself. It's like your life is still dependent on someone's suggestion. So and one of the things we men, we are not comfortable with, is when it's like someone is controlling you from somewhere.
Yeah.
Someone, you know, and there are some of the parents, they are very controlling.
Yeah.
They don't even care who it is. They believe once they can give birth to you,
you should listen.
You should listen.
Yeah.
It's either their opinion
or nothing else.
And so I feel it's a very difficult circumstances the lady finds herself. For me, the right person to talk to, you know, see, one, she's almost due.
Yeah.
And so she will need the mom.
I think she, right now she's in the 8th month.
So she will need the mom around.
Yeah.
The mom, however, can't say authoritatively that I'm not going.
That's what she just said. She said that she's not leaving.
That is not your house.
Yeah.
That is the house of
her husband.
Your daughter and her husband.
Yeah.
So you can't take that decision.
Mm-mm.
That I'm not moving. However, in as much as they admire or your services may be needed in that house, you'll have to learn how to control your temper,
mm-hmm.
how to communicate,
mm-hmm.
how to adjust yourself,
mm-hmm.
how to adapt yourself in that environment, mm-hmm. because that is not your marriage. That is your daughter's marriage.
True that.
And decisions you take might ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
Already, they are coming from a background that after 4 years...
They struggled. Mm-hmm.
And you know, the theories we attach to couples not being able to give birth.
Yes, please.
Spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
A family member is responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you don't handle this whole issue well, there is no marriage.
Mm-hmm.
The child will be delivered all right, but there will be no peace.
Yeah.
The child will be delivered all right, but it will be chaos.
Yeah.
And so for me, the lady will have to talk to the mom. Once a man says, oh, then I'll leave the house for you and your mom.
Mm.
By the time he comes back, he has another family somewhere.
Mm.
Because then the house becomes a threat. It is no more welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
He would not feel comfortable in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, babe, you only see your husband late in the night and then early morning. The rest of the day part, he's somewhere else.
Okay.
And I don't think that's what the woman, the lady wants. So she should speak to the mom,
mm-hmm.
and in that entrenched position, that I will not move. No, perhaps mommy, you know, based on the circumstances we all find ourselves now, I would want you to go. When I give birth, you come, take care of the baby,
mm-hmm.
and myself for that period afterwards. Because you know what, once she says I'm not moving, then there's the possibility that after birth she will decide to stay.
Yeah.
More and there are some of them, if you give them the free will to operate, they will be dead forever.
Yeah.
Because sometimes he finds your home very entertaining,
and comfortable.
Accommodative, yeah. Comfortable. He feels when he walks in, when whatever she wants, she gets.
Yeah.
There's food, there's this. She's no more struggling. She's living a better life in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you make it so comfortable for them, there is no way to. And so for me, the lady should talk to the mom. That is it. Find a way to calm the husband down. If it is possible, she can engage the husband's parents. If they are there, she can engage the husband's parents,
mm-hmm.
let them come in, and amicably. Because it's not just about the baby, it is about the relationship you will get after the baby. And that's the most important thing.
Okay, Sam. Kumi Kums. Yeah. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Blessed by grace.
We thank God.
Favor is upon us.
Amen.
Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives.
Hey, wow.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
And we will dwell in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Itinually. Itinually. Continuously.
Okay.
Yeah. So we are back.
This greeting there is different. But you know, let's go forward with what we're talking about.
Okay.
You've heard a story, right?
Yeah.
Shame.
I have not spoken about a story, so you go and come.
Ah, walking all day.
Okay.
It's worrying,
mm-hmm.
to get married to an in-law who is domineering. That is how I see the woman to be.
Yeah.
You see that what I see? Or no one speaks. It's an attitude that people inherit from their upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
They see it, they've experienced it, and they think that is the best. I've seen some before, mm-hmm. where you are with somebody, and at a point, the person begins to act like the auntie that trained her.
Yeah.
Because the auntie was bullying the husband and dominates and determines what goes on in the house.
Yeah.
So when she comes into your life, she wants to replicate what she saw. Indirectly, because you've been seeing it over and over again, it subconsciously simmers into the mind,
mm-hmm.
unaware. By the time you realize, you begin to exhibit such traits without knowing that you are hurting somebody. Because every action you put out there has an implication, whether good or bad,
mm-hmm.
upon the people around you. Now, this woman, I don't blame the woman, I blame the man.
Oh.
I let him land.
Oh. Do you know why I blame the man?
My brother.
Because he didn't set boundaries.
Yeah.
He didn't set boundaries. There are some guys that when they are entering into a relationship that leads to marriage, because they want acceptance,
mm-hmm.
they over
open.
Open.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to be the goody-goody type.
Mm-hmm.
The family to know that, oh, he's respectful. Oh, he is. But there should be a limit to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Once there is no boundaries, somebody will determine where the boundary or the line should be drawn.
Yes, sir.
So even if you are married, even though you are married, and as the man of the home, yes, advice, no one is above reproach or advice. But if your in-law is to determine how much you should spend, how you should live your life, don't do this, don't do that. And if you listen, it is as though the man or the lady, they are kids and they are still under the tutelage and control of the mother, which means to her, you are still kids. And I always say this, mothers will always see their kids as kids.
Yeah.
Irrespective of how old you are.
Yeah.
You see?
Serious.
That is how it is. It is natural. Mm-hmm. But as you grow, it is up to you to let them know that you are no more. Yes, you are their kid. But that does not mean you are a kid.
Yeah.
There is the difference.
Yes, sir.
Between you being a kid.
And a mea kwala.
Yes. Mea wuba, but mea kwada.
Yes, sir.
And it doesn't come by chance.
Mm-hmm.
You have to earn it. You have to live it. You have to prove that you are of age. You've grown. You know your bearings. You understand your world. And you control your world. But if the slightest thing, oh, mommy, look at what she did to me. Oh, mommy, look at what this. You will still be a kid.
Yeah, in the eyes, because you're behaving like that.
Because you are not independent.
Yes, sir.
You cannot dominate. You cannot control your world. You cannot make definite decisions for yourself and stick to your principles. So you can be 90 years, but to them, you are still a child, not just their kid, but you are a kid. That is where they can have the impetus to poke their nose into personal marital issues. Because they see you as two kids trying to play mom and papa. And she, being the adult, must control the game and make sure whatever she says is the right thing. Look, let me tell you, there are some in-laws that you can't even approach them. Even though they are married to your daughter, your son, you can't. Oferi. Oferi. Not because they are overly rich or they are overly, but they have certain principles that you can see visibly. You can see. So even if you want to share ideas, even advice and kwakeke, it takes a lot of courage for you to, oh, shared. I think that, forgive me, oh,
mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to intrude,
mm-hmm.
but from where I sit, this is what I've observed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this. I think that if you do it this way, from where I sit, it will be better than what you do. Even with that, he is careful, he or she is careful about the choice of words.
Yeah.
But if you leave yourself, you open your door, Ada. You leave yourself. Where you are going?
You visit them the first day with the fufu.
Hey, you know, so let them feel if you present yourself the way people will treat you, the way you present yourself. So if you sell yourself so cheap, they will buy you so cheap. And they think that they have access to every part of your life because you are already naked before them. And that is why, apart from the fact that Nipano will pay for. Yes. No, there are some people, they don't have principles in life.
They don't care how you're presenting yourself. What
they don't care. They don't care. Some of them in crisis. What I say? Any be a be so one way jaw honey a day. What did I mean? If your child has been struggling with
childbirth
for some years, our society, they will point fingers and your child will be the victim. God's grace. This is how far Ebenezer he's brought your child. You don't come in and stoke fire. Because you should know that what you are doing, how you want to dominate someone's home, you will not allow somebody to come and dominate your home.
Messiah.
So why do you do that? If pepper is not palatable to chew, why do you want somebody to chew the same pepper? So it's either he sees them as kids that she needs to control to make things right, or she has evil intentions against the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Or she was not in support of the marriage in the first place, but she decided to hide her feelings and play along as though she's cool with it and all these things. Or she's a witch. Of course, because you know pregnancy, you should have that sound mind so that the baby can grow healthily. So if you do things that is causing problems, your daughter has told you that this is what is going on. Your presence and your actions, they are causing problems for my marriage. And I'm not comfortable because he's my husband. I'm married. And you can be bold enough to say that I'm not leaving today or tomorrow because I need my grandson or my granddaughter. You don't need it, because if you do, you would at least swallow your pride and pretend as if you are playing along just for the child, the girl or your daughter to give birth, so that if there's anything after childbirth you can talk about, not in the middle of this heat, some few weeks for her to go and deliver. The crucial moment where she needs the most calmest peace of mind. Prepare yourself psychologically and all these things, because some of the women, they talk about, oh, I've learned childbirth is difficult. Some go, they don't come. So all these things will be playing in your mind. And mommy, before, you are in the middle of the house. I'll not go tomorrow. You know, go to chew the house.
Her blood pressure.
Chew the house. You see, let's call a spade, not a big spoon. Sometimes some of these people, they overreact. And if you don't tell them, when you talk about it, they will tell you, say, you are disrespectful, you are whatever. What you are doing, you are killing your daughter. Slowly, because now she's confused. Whichever way, she cannot throw away her mom, and cannot just, you know, abandon the marriage because of your attitude. There is no problem. To me, there is no problem. It's about the mother. Just adjust yourself small. You just even pretend. How many weeks left? 8 months. Abroswa 1 month pe.
Andrew,
case die.
Yeah.
Just adjust yourself. Just play along, keke. Unless maybe the husband's actions would go a long way to hurt your daughter. That one, you have to protect your daughter. But the normal lifestyle, before you got in there, they were living their lives without any problem. They were spending whatever they were spending without any problem. And even teaching somebody how to spend wisely is an advice. You don't make the money for them. Do they come to you for money? So why? There are some people, when you open your doors for them, they come in and misbehave because they think they've gotten the opportunity just because you opened up for them. They think you're a fool. And they come in and misbehave. A lot of people, look, I don't know, shed titty, say, what will be that? You give somebody the small chance to get closer to you and they start fooling around.
You open your gates and they enter into your bedroom.
They start fooling around. What I say? You show. Look, I have this experience. This boy that I was staying with, that I showed him. I taught him how to drive and all these things.
Yeah,
so,
you told me.
I don't like night, you know. So sometimes I'll park it. Weekends I use it, and because I gave him that opportunity, he knows where the key is. By the time he realized, no, the car ain't enough. Who's a fool on a gauge in a bathroom? I know I could talk that will go fool and all the gum.
Oh, what's the engine?
And it's fault my engine. I had to sell the car. Scraps. These are some of the things. Such a ebony. So, such a person, if that person happens to get closer to your marriage and whatever, what the woman is doing, you are a homewrecker. It's as simple as that. Just adjust yourself for some few weeks, some few months. Swallow your pride. Not because you're a fool, for the sake of your daughter's sanity, preparation towards childbirth. Just this you cannot do when you think that you're a mother. You are not a mother. If that you think that I'm protecting my daughter, make you a mother. You are rather killing your daughter slowly. You are not a mother. You are a homewrecker.
We're live on Facebook. It's 103.9. This afternoon, right? You know when you said there's some in-laws that it's even difficult to talk to them. There's a childhood friend of my husband. He doesn't smile. The day I saw him laughing, hey, I was shocked to the core. I was like, wow, he can't laugh because every day he has a straight face. So there's respect. The day I saw him laugh, it was at a church program, and I saw him laugh. I was like, hey. This man can laugh. I realized that it was just a way to protect himself from certain things that he had observed. Certain things he didn't want to, you know, be done to him. So he kept, but I realized that he was such a nice person.
Yeah.
But when you see him come into that particular home, he had this straight face, like he doesn't laugh, he's there when he leaves.
No, but so I've never seen him. As a man, there should be some fear factor.
Yeah. Mm. But I never seen him like that before.
I blame the guy. I blame the guy. He has allowed
it. You see, the reason why I wouldn't also blame him entirely is because talk.
No, you finish.
Let him talk.
No, because I know what he's going to
imagine,
say. Everybody's going right.
Imagine you've struggled for the kind of environment we have.
Hey.
And you've been you've been married for 4 years, and it's not intentional. It's by some unexpected situations, you are not being able to give birth, and finally
you have the opportunity.
You have the opportunity, and your mother-in-law is there, and you think she can assist you. I mean, you want to make the environment comfortable for everybody, so that you know the child will come
in peace,
and not in pieces.
But you need to assess your in-law too.
So perhaps maybe the guy wasn't doing it just to, but he wanted to create an environment that everybody will be comfortable.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, senior kind say, ubi aye kresini na unim ni limits, and he doesn't know how to the opportunity given to her or him. He doesn't know how to go about it, and decides to misuse it. That is what happens. Else, if you are in my house and I'm making you comfortable, is it a sin?
In
any way, you are my mother-in-law.
It's not a sin. Be happy.
So I have to treat you just like the way I'll treat my mother.
Dizzy, Chen is about to cry. Shed, you go ahead. Why Shed is about to cry?
The way small.
What do you mean? I don't know if you're small.
The
microphone.
I'm not going to condemn.
The three microphones.
No, we're not saying that we're going to.
The three microphones are for
you. We're not saying you're going to condemn anything, but sometimes getting you is fun.
Like I said,
the way we get you, get you.
But honestly, like Ebi said something, and like it's actually. I think I loved it. It took me about 4 years for my in-law to see me drinking water.
Why?
Even if I go home, I don't even sit.
Yeah, going to your room.
Yeah, like the moment, and you only see me when my wife has come to visit. Like before I'll come there, I'll eat before I'll come. So till now, to date, almost 10 years in marriage, I've never eaten in my in-law's house. And there was a time she said, like, is she a witch? Personally, you know, my daddy trained us in a way that we don't even eat in the family member's house. So eating in someone's, you know, the way I even eat, even if you have to drive banku, you don't have to use your hand to mash. You have to use a ladder or two, you know, mash. And even if you want to feed me in bowl, you have to use hot water with lime. Because before I eat, I would have to smell if, you know, so I hardly eat in people's houses. That is just by the way. The guy is not serious. Okay.
The father is gangster. I like that.
The guy is not serious. Do you know why?
No.
Look, this is the opportunity for you to be called a father. Look, every man has pride. But look, it is very foolish enough and is matured enough to know where to apply it. If you don't know where to apply your ego, you always lose opportunities. Look, we all understand the in-law is not being fair here, but look, you are killing your wife and you are killing your child. You are killing your wife and you are killing your child. Look, at the end of the day, the mother still has a daughter. If you don't take care, you will still be fatherless. Because kids, look, there are kids, even if they are coming to environment, when they realize, you know, there are chaos and stuff, they will even die before coming. They will even come. Because they feel where they are coming, you know, though it's tradition, but it's real.
The energy is not good.
The energy is not good. They won't come. And look, at the end of the day, if you really love your wife, you have to make sure that you play the fool here. Look, there is no way the mother-in-law will play the fool. At the end of the day, she will one day leave. Now, you should bear in mind that you either gain your child and lose your mother-in-law, or you lose your mother-in-law and lose the child. So instead, you have to calm down. Make sure Ude maninji minko. And now here, it's just like say a sebi obi yari seriously. Not nipa obeti me, I don't need to kid ni amano. Eh, ni ex. Then I'll say, in fact, let's say I'm dating a woman. I won't use my wife so that I beba hokra. I'm dating a lady and
so
I'm dating a lady and she, you know, she needs a kidney and the only person who tallies with hers is her ex. Mimpini. No, because at the end of the day, it will be like the ex saving my girlfriend's life.
It's childish.
But where it stands now, it's not about you, the man, your pride. Like, this is not a matter of I'm the man of the house, I'm the father. Your wife is pregnant. Look, even during pregnancy, the issues are different. After her delivery too, the issues are different. Is this the time to play I'm the man of the house? This is my issue.
But is he playing I'm the man of the house?
Now, what you even telling your wife at a point is not even the right time. Look, where she has gotten to is, look, baby, you can do it. You surely give birth.
Yeah, this
is where she needs those words. Not you telling her the issues you have with your in-law. Look, if you don't take care, if this pregnancy was to be in, let's say, in the early stage, let's say the first trimester, or Charlie, you surely lose it. Because there are women whose womb are extremely weak to the extent that a little, you know, their emotions, Charlie, the miscarriage is here.
Yeah.
So I feel this is the point when the man has to, you know, hide your ego. Just play along. Look, if you are not ready to sometimes sacrifice your heart, this is what you have to sacrifice. Like, I didn't hear me out. This man is not realizing where he is putting the wife.
And the mother too is not realizing where she's also putting the daughter.
Look, at the end of the day, the mother will lose, but you will lose more. You will lose a wife and a child.
I get where he's... Listen, I get where all of you are coming from, but you want him to sacrifice for the time being so that she can have her peace of mind.
4 years without a child.
And you've now gotten...
Do you know there are decisions when you take today?
Mm-hmm.
That decision could haunt you for the rest of your life.
It's true.
Yes. So perhaps the guy has realized some consistency in an attitude,
what the woman is doing,
and then for, you know, mostly guys will not come out when he has to.
You can't discuss this after my after her delivery.
You know, hardly would. But you see, there are things Yeah, but you want to burn our cassie?
Yeah.
They are things.
No, like
you know, I guess, but,
wait, boss,
there are things
he seems to be more concerned about the pregnant woman.
Oh, yes, the pregnant woman.
We are all concerned about it.
But you see, chairman, we are. But what was there?
He's more emotional about it than you are.
But I'm saying that normally, it is difficult to see a guy or a man arguing with an in-law.
But I don't think he argued.
You get it.
Titi, according to the story, he went to his wife straight, called her inside, even hesitated to talk about what was wrong with him. Yeah. That means, the thing is worrying the guy. Listen, no, guys, when you read the thing carefully, she's been there for a month already. She's in almost the final stages. She came in the 7th month. That means, since she came, he's not been able to get any peace of mind. So right now, and like the way Titi is saying, not every man, but right now, like, he can't take it anymore.
He can't take it anymore. So you have to tell the wife.
To talk to, because,
see,
to me,
there are times a guy you can pretend, but the next option is dangerous for the family.
Yeah.
Look, I get you. Like, I'm more, you know, look, I can't go and tell, let's say, I'm dating a girlfriend. I'm still not using my wife. I'm dating a girlfriend. She's on the sick bed. I've had issues outside the hospital with my mother-in-law, and I come and tell my wife. Because
no, but you see, that one too is different. That's in the hospital, so not in your house.
But right now, the issue here is the condition of your wife.
Can I ask this question? Okay.
It's becoming complicated for me to think about that.
Have you thought about what it would take for a guy, unless maybe the guy is overly emotional?
Or
lacks emotional intelligence.
It could be that.
I'm coming. A guy to call the wife, look straight in the face of the wife, and tell the wife that I want your mother out.
And to an extent, the wife didn't even argue.
No, I'm coming. You let me. We will come to the response. It takes more than courage. It takes more than emotions. Unless maybe there's been friction before the marriage or during the marriage, and for that matter, that tension is there, so the lightest provocation can ignite something. But apart from that, look, put yourself in the shoes of the guy. How courageous can you be to walk straight to your wife and tell your wife, I don't need your mother around?
It takes a lot, especially when you know their relationship.
Me? No, I'm coming. Because me, it'll be difficult. It'll be very difficult unless, Charlie, I've had enough. I just can't breathe. And for him to say that, okay, if she's not going,
I'll leave.
That's and extreme. Then Kumi, and to an extent that the guy did not confront your mother.
Yeah.
With all the difficulties he's going through, he realized the best person to talk to
is you.
And that wasn't the best person.
No, she is.
Okay.
Because she taking a decision behind the lady rather would have caused more harm to the lady than imagine you came back, the lady just stepped out. Upon her return, the guy had sacked the mother away.
I'm not talking about sacking.
It's an option. That he could have taken.
Okay. Yes. The guy could have taken a lot of decisions.
So no. The point is, just go to the mother-in-law. Mommy, you spoke to me about... Look. So this is my issue.
You are in a world of theory.
That is the only practical thing.
Your wife is your friend. She's your everything.
You see,
I get it, but not in her condition.
AJ, I don't know. Have you met somebody? No, have you met somebody who's so nosy?
I have been there.
So disrespectful.
Yeah, Shed. Let me tell you something. Let me share something real quick. When you are in such a situation, and you've been able to carry it for a bit, and the person is unrelenting. Do you know what unrelenting is? They know that you are uncomfortable with what they are doing.
But they feel comfortable doing it
to you because they are used to doing it to everybody, and they don't care how you feel.
They don't care about your feeling.
I am telling you something. Take it. And then you see if the tonation, you said it yourself.
Yes.
If the way you say it to the person is more of, oh, my son, I think if we save like this, meanwhile, you have no prior knowledge of how much the person makes. You have no prior knowledge of what conversation your daughter had with him before you came in to make sure that you are comfortable. You don't even know his upbringing. So he's been respectful enough to calm down. And then when the woman asks, oh, what is the problem? He hesitates before he opens up to tell the woman, meaning that he didn't want to cause a problem between the mother and daughter. Mm-hmm. But I've had enough. So I'm coming to you to say, and for you to be indignant and say, I'm not going anywhere. That should tell you the caliber of person we're dealing
with. You are dealing with. So
you see, you have, I told you something before we started this conversation. Yeah. I've seen people deal with this thing, and people like that don't care. For her to say that I'm not going anywhere, that should tell you that if my daughter is coming to you, and they will never say, oh, I was just advising on me. Well, they know the harm they've caused. That is manipulative, and that is gaslighting. To the point that you're now, the man is feeling, what's the word, it's not ego. You are emasculating a man in his own home. You're trying to take away his power. Do it in your house.
AJ.
And then Titi has a point. When it gets to a point and she takes over the house, she's destroying the marriage. She's ruining the marriage. The guy is getting tired.
Yes. And it's very dangerous.
If my parents don't talk to me that way, I don't think it's fair enough. And he's not being rude to you. He keeps quiet. And he's trying to avoid being disrespectful to you, the mother-in-law. Because that will even be worse when he loses his temper and they start fighting. It's not going to be good for her at all.
AJ, I don't know if you've met this person before. Somebody who does something to an innocent person. And everybody talks down on him or her for doing that. That you know what you did is wrong. And the first answer is, yes, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you do that? I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
When you meet such a... It will take the Holy Ghost to redeem you. I'm telling you. Meaning, I've seen some before. I've met some before. I've dealt with some before. They don't even respect you. They respect their dogs more than you.
But the opinions matters... And it's like you don't even exist in their world.
So look, see, I understand you guys.
So we also understand you.
Like at the end of the day, I don't want the woman to submit to the man, and at the end, the guy losing his first child.
There
are women who even lose energy in pushing out of this.
It was a bread brand.
But you know, circumstances can even lead to you go, you deliver, you come home, and based on what you're having, you could still lose the child.
No, at the end of the day, you can tell your mother to leave. I don't need them now. At least your wife is safe. The child is safe. Hey, but in this condition, it's not guaranteed.
After childbirth, it will take
three months.
3 to 6 months.
With that, you can even get it.
But listen.
At least the mother is safe.
If the problem,
the lady won't be.
If you need to address the problem,
the lady won't get her sanity.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Okay.
For you know, that problem needs immediate attention. It need to be addressed. Once you entertain it over a period, then you start complaining. Your wife can even question you about all this while you were okay with it.
And you telling your wife that because of your condition, we even tell your wife that, Papa will dream you.
No, but you see,
you think that everybody thinks.
Which means the lady is immature. She doesn't have conscience.
It's not true. Sometimes circumstances can make you believe everything from somewhere. Do you know people who are told your mother is a witch, your uncle is responsible for you not being getting job? Do you know it's their fault? Sometimes where you find yourself your situation.
Yeah, but
makes you believe everything that comes at you.
That's true, though.
You get it.
And I'm beginning to think that it looks as though the lady didn't know the mother very well.
No.
Oh. No.
Like she knows. I'm sure she knows, but she didn't expect.
The guy could be extremely emotional. And I'm sure he's that rather.
Why are you blaming the guy instead?
Because you are supposed to protect your wife.
No.
He's not protecting the wife.
Guy.
You have to be a man enough. Protect your wife.
Can we put you in such a situation? Let's see how you fare.
Me, my mother-in-law, come with you.
Please, the lady should listen to her husband and move over the mother. It's not, she's not a nurse or a doctor. As a parent, your child is not you. Their home is not yours. So when you visit, especially when they are with someone, don't go being bossy or controlling, because that ain't your home and circumstance. Before you visited, they lived their lives their way and how it makes them happy and cool. They are not children anymore. And are they adults? Your opinion becomes suggestion, not comment, not a command. Don't go distracting something good they've got going on. That said, dear wife, your mom is your responsibility. Talk to her. Your husband has a concern. Find a way to communicate to your mom to reduce her bossy ways nicely. Be mature about it. Lastly, dear parents, it's about your child's happiness. Your adult child's happiness is their marriage, not yours. Don't go messing it up for them, please. And this one says, to answer this question, one, I would respect my husband because it's our home. My mother is my mother, so I should know how to handle her and to avoid arousing serious conflicts in my new home. Two, I believe it depends on the situation at hand. Some situations would require that you side with your husband. Others would also require that you side with your family. In any case, apply wisdom. Yes, that's his home, so he has the right to decide who leaves and who stays. Likewise, that's the home of the lady too, so she also has the right to decide who leaves and who stays, regardless of who you are. Absolutely, yes. Many mothers sometimes unconsciously overstep